This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
K-U-P-D. All right, well done. Thank you, Silence, the voice of Easter Keg Friday. The kegs are out. We have hidden 98 kegs all through the valley, and there's a few left. They're going, though. We're getting we're starting to roll through them. And I have drawn my random number randomizer. There are now 9 kegs worth an extra $500 out there.
So
and so I will let you know as we go if you are in the area saying, hey, I'm right here. Let's say I'm on Bell and Litchfield. I'd say, hey, that's keg number 9. Not only is the Bell and Litchfield keg there, it's worth an extra $500 if you find that one, thanks to Action Ride Shop. So we got those going.
Is that real or is that just an example?
That's a real example. I just told you that. Luck of the Irish is the clue. So we are – that is real, man. People online on my emails, I'm trying. I cannot keep up.
Yeah, I can't keep up on Twitter. We're trying.
I'm getting the same thing over here. And by the way, people – we can't drive the kegs to you.
Yes.
We're telling you where they're at. It's like, well, I'm not over there. Well, then tough.
This is not Uber kegs.
Yeah.
The lady called up and she goes, 43rd Avenue and the 10. And I'm like, all right, here's one on. And I gave her a rhythm. No. 43rd Avenue. Okay, let me go out there and deliver that. Right. You stay put.
Here's the address.
You stay right there and I'll shoot out real fast and I'll have that delivered right to you there. Jesus.
So, Zach, that's hitting me up. There you go, pal. I'm not driving it
pal.
To you.
I like when Brett says pal.
We got a couple updates before we start giving clues so we don't give clues to ones that are gone. 12 and 14 are gone.
Oh, my goodness. Those are out.
And 73 is gone.
All right, 73. None of the $500 kegs have been lost yet.
Really? You dodged them.
There's 9 so far. And I'll tell you when they're out there. I am trying as hard as I can, emailers, to keep up. Can't do it. To my friend Brett Keir, Hard Times Brett, he's another one. I love Brett. I've known him for 30 years. We went to junior high together. He's been chasing. I told him last night, I'm like, look, I'll give you one clue of one I'm going to put out there. I'm not going to tell you when. So I said 32nd Street and Trailhead. And so he sends me a picture this morning at like 3. It's not here. Like, I didn't hide one there. I was just, look, I can't tell you where these kegs are. I just wanted to make sure you get that. I'm not putting it because I didn't put one there. So I got trail. I'm not doing that. Oh, you're a dick. So I gave him another clue online. I'm trying to give you on the clues, but it's too hard. Like I'm going to be so far behind by the time you get my response, it's probably too late. So you can go online. We're going to have some online kegs we got to do. I think that's on the schedule at like 8. Or I guess I'm going to start handing out the Action Ride Shop.
All about time.
Harley ones. Oh, my God. Mark's here.
Can't do it before.
Mark's here. You can't do that stuff. So at 7 o'clock, I give you the first website keg that's available. So in 35 minutes, I'm going to throw a website keg out there. And you guys who are sitting at your desks or at home or whatever can search out our page and try to find it. That sounds easy. They've made that really difficult because you can no longer do that weird computer geek search and find where it is. I don't know how they do it. At 8 o'clock, we'll do another website keg. 8:30, they're going to put 5 kegs out at our retailers. Which you just go check in. Chandler Harley Davidson and Chandler, Arrowhead Harley in Peoria, Ride Now Power Sports in Goodyear, the Ride Now also in Peoria, and also Ride Now in Chandler. They have kegs, so they're going to do a sign up and a drawing. So if you're running short, all 5 of those places will have one. All you got to do is show up and then fill out the papers, and they draw for it later in the day if you seem to strike out on the hunt itself. Let's see who's on the phone here.
4 kegs also have collectibles. A Porkopolis t-shirt and a bottle of sauce attached to it.
Jeez. That's not a collectible.
I found them.
That's you dumping.
Pratt. Hey, Dave. That's you getting rid of all the books no one bought.
Antique Roadshow.
No, it's not.
What? No.
It's the Clean Brady's Closet. Don't turn this into your goddamn yard sale. What's the matter with you?
I tried to put as much stuff on there as I could.
Kirby's baby shoes are also available between 7th Avenue and 15th Avenue.
Make sure you bring a one-ton dually with you because you got to haul them boats.
Just bring Kirby's first pair of shoes is in Tempe Town Lake right now. Get some more. Who's on the line? Oh, boy. He's got his radio. Turn your radio down. Listen to your phone.
I'm done with this guy.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, it's Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Doing good.
All right. Where are you right now?
We're at Power in Maine.
Power in Maine. That's you, Toledo, or thereabouts.
I'm not close to that one.
Who is?
I guess if she wants to go north, she can go to Greenfield and Virginia. The clue is deep dead center.
Greenfield and Virginia close to you?
Greenfield and Virginia.
Deep dead center.
Got to go north a little bit.
Hausen Quarantine or Quarantine? What is that?
Where are
you? Which one?
I was looking at 81.
81 is on Hausen. That should be quarter line.
I think that is. I don't know what that is.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I don't know.
Got me.
That's a Hausen quarter line. How's that one for you, Caitlin?
So Hausen quarter line?
Yeah. The place you go before you four. F-O-R-E.
Oh, I think.
Where'd you go before you four?
Are those good? Are you all right with that? Or do you want us to just, do you want to just come over and we'll just get you one?
That would be great.
Right. Keep hunting. Come on, lady. Do this.
Yeah. Right.
Good luck, Caitlin.
All right. Thank you.
Maybe we should do that. Send old Jer out in the truck just to deliver kegs. Why not?
Here you go.
Yeah, if Jer sees you hunting for a keg, he gives you one. That's not a bad idea. Hi there. Who's this?
Good. Are you all right with that?
Oh, turn your radio down. Please.
Yep.
All right, go ahead. Yep, what do you got?
I'm here.
How are you?
We're on 83rd and the 101.
83rd and the 101. It's Jeff Jasmine again.
Yep.
All right. Jeff and Jasmine are getting a lot of work. Most of hers are gone.
Maybe Colton.
19. Number 19.
19 is 91st in Peoria. How about that? Well, that's
91st in Peoria. And what's the clue?
The clue would be this girl makes the best tortillas in town.
Well, that one hasn't been found yet?
How about this one? You want to go to 40,
we know of.
43rd and Bethany Holmes? A little bit of a run for you, but not too bad.
43rd and Bethany Holmes. What's the clue there?
Found Skipper Where's Gilligan.
Found Skipper Where's Gilligan.
Okay. Good luck.
All right.
Man, oh, man. That section of town is
hammered.
Crushed. Yeah, like, we're getting all the West Valley is hunting.
They're up.
I'd start heading east.
I would, too. Yeah. They're hunting. I mean, that's all I'm doing is that area around the stadium and
East Valley must have gotten the stimulus checks.
Yeah, I don't want all that money. That's silly talk. Hi there, who's this?
Hey, it's Ashton.
Yeah, Ashton, did you just hear the whole East Valley just got one Bitcoin? Evidently, they're not interested in playing. What do you got? Where are you?
Sorry?
Where are you?
I'm over by Bell and 101.
Everybody is. Again. That's where everyone is.
That's a hot spot.
Bell and 101. Bell,
There's 23rd Ave and 101.
How about Bell and Litchfield? That's not terribly far, is it?
You got 75th Ave, but 22.
How about that? 22. We'll go 75th and Bell. There you go.
I thought that was found.
All right, cool.
I don't have that one. All right, good luck, man.
What number?
22? That wasn't found?
21 was, but
21 is
22. Yeah, I don't have 22.
Okay. Stop saying that, Brett. You scare people.
I'm sure it's found already.
What's wrong with you?
I'm thinking maybe you're right. Hi there, who's this?
Sheila,
what do you got? Where are you?
I'm on the 101 and 64th Street.
Of course.
101 and 64th Street.
Yeah.
That's up in Scottsdale, right?
Yeah.
So that would be...
Dynamite and 56th Street.
No, you're on the wrong side.
Oh,
no, there you are. I see. Okay. Is that Emily on the map? Is that who's doing that one?
Emily. Yeah, I don't have
any. Okay. She don't have any hints.
She doesn't have any hints or her kegs, so you're in the area.
Good luck.
But we don't know where they are yet because the girl who hit them hasn't given her clues out. Oh, my God. How about
Where's
this
she at again?
Let's give you one. Jeremy's got a couple in that area, doesn't he? Or am I too far?
Where's she at again?
101. 64th Street and the 101.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Kasha.
54th Street and the 101?
64th.
How about Dynamite and 56th?
There you go. Yeah, that's what I was just looking at.
The one you were right.
Number 32.
32 is on. All right, let's see. I'll give you the clue for 32. It is Bush, Moats, Cobb, and Porter go boom for the only NFL team that matters. Okay. Bush.
You just gave her an NFL clue.
I know. This is killing you. Bush, Moats, Cobb, and Porter go boom for the only NFL team that matters.
Ask your husband.
You can also
my
ask.
My husband is with me. I have two kids with me.
You can ask me because that's a Steeler thing.
Oh, it's a Steelers.
Yeah, and so here's what I know. Everybody mentioned in that wore number 55 for the Steelers.
Okay, and so what's the cross streets again?
56th and Dynamite. This is Chris Kelly's guy. So he's a Steeler fan too, so I know what this is. Good luck.
56th and Dynamite. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. Wow, that's a tough one. Well, you know, because we didn't just hand it to him. Did kids do this for Easter? It's like the eggs are outside.
Eggs?
Weren't they in the fridge yesterday?
Too
too early.
What are you doing?
Oh, damn millennials.
Yeah. Oh, you put the Christmas presents downstairs? Hi there, who's this?
Randy.
Randy, where are you?
I am at Brown and Val Vista.
Brown and Val Vista.
Is that you, Toledo?
Yeah, that's close. Head north on Val Vista. Let me try and think. Thomas and Val Vista, and the clue is Stairway to Heaven.
Thomas and Val Vista, Stairway to Heaven. Thanks.
Good luck. We've given that one out a couple of times. I can tell you right now. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Did I just see that? Number 84 is in Sedona?
Oh, yeah.
It does say.
That, is that true? That's
Josh. The Action Ride Shop guys. Yep.
Sweet.
He asked Randall about it. He says, as long as the radio station can reach
all
there.
Right, let me tell you this. That is worth an extra $500.
Is it really that?
Sweet.
Yeah. You're going to need it for
Sedona
gas.
Sedona one will pay that's for awesome. The gas to get you up and back to the beautiful red rocks of Sedona. The clue for that is sunrise.
So it's got to be on a trail then, right?
I don't know. Josh is insane.
Oh, I know. He was telling me about it.
I'm looking at the clues. I'm like, all right, this one's called King's Ranch. Okay. But Sedona? Lunatic.
Awesome.
All right.
Oh, it is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that
awesome.
Is great. And some of them are trails, so those guys are insane. But they've made it. They've earned it. Hi there. Who's this? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh,
there you are. What's your name?
James.
James, where are you?
Indian School and Perryville Road.
That's out by
the... Oh, my God. The prison?
Is that the jail area? I don't know the area very well.
No, we're tearing apart a dairy.
You're ripping up a dairy?
Why, is your dick in my milk?
Yeah, but get your dick out of my milk. That's my milk. I don't know how far north or south is Perryville Road?
Yeah, where is that?
About 3 miles west of the 303.
Oh, Jesus. All right, you're too far west. Wow, I don't think we went anywhere past the 303,
so,
right? You're probably closer to Sedona than you are anything else. Are you? You need to go east inside the 303. So it's not. We didn't go west of the 303. I'll tell you that. So stop ruining that dairy. Okay. And then how about you can go to? I'll give you another $500 one. Bell and Litchfield. Although we've given this out quite a bit. Bell and Litchfield. Luck of the Irish. That's got an extra $500 attached to it.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thanks, sir.
All right. See you, buddy. He's way out there ripping stuff up outside of the 303 just for fun.
At a dairy.
I still want to someday do this. I've said it for 15, 16 years that we've been doing this stupid thing. I want to go hunting one morning because dropping is a blast. But I want to know what it's like to not know any of this stuff and just go, all right, I'm off. No clue.
You try it, huh?
I want to do a whole show out there of hunting. Hi there. Who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah, go ahead. Where are
you? We were wondering if you have clues for Val Vista and Queen Creek.
Val Vista.
That's not me. That's Queen. Way south. That's
Val
way
Vista
south.
And Queen Creek
should
would
be John Gordon, I believe.
Gordon. John Gordon. All right. How about this one?
You got
Jermaine and Power.
There's Higley and Queen Creek. 65.
Yeah, Higley and Queen Creek. There you go. Higley and Queen Creek. Okay.
Higley and Queen Creek.
And it's called It's Playtime, Bitches.
Playtime, bitches.
Yeah, at Gilbert Park.
You got to do it in a John Gordon voice.
It's playtime, bitches, at Gilbert Regional Park. Enjoy yourself. I always am a complete gentleman to a bitch, so enjoy your morning. Goodbye. She wanted me.
Of course she did.
I could tell you, the phone's all wet.
That's right, John G. All right, it's going nuts. Everybody, we've lost our minds with this thing, and I want to keep going, and I want to help everybody. Sedona.
This guy wrote, I'm heading to 75th and Bell. The hell with it. I'm going to Sedona.
It's an hour and a half. Yeah. Big deal. We'll still be on the air. Call us when you get to Sedona. And it's worth, you know what's going to happen? All those hippies out there doing yoga in the middle of the thing.
They're not listening to us.
30 ghouls
you
roll up.
You stepped on my crystal.
Yeah. They're not going to know what's going on.
You stepped on my crystal.
Playing their little gongs.
Coming all over their vortex.
As
we find our way through the passage of life.
Look out, asshole! Where's the keg?
What was that? Sometimes life's little intrusions.
You don't think it's up that Tlacopaki?
We get ourselves something to eat at that Mariposa Grill.
$500 is on top of that one. Sedona Loon.
Josh is a lunatic. Yeah, you're right.
And one of the best bike trails out there is Broken Arrow. And I know Josh knows that.
He was going to, and I just checked their Instagram page. He was going to try to do a video of it.
Okay.
Like somebody jumping the keg and everything, just doing a whole action. Man. Yeah, exactly. You're nuts. Making us, yeah.
All right. I can't stop. I want to stop, and I can't. Somebody just says, Winslow Airport. I don't know where.
Winslow, Arizona?
I don't, yeah.
Well, you need to get on a plane. If you're that, if you're close to that airport, you need to get on a plane and fly to Phoenix.
Yeah.
How about that? Where's Winslow?
I don't know.
It's where the Eagles were.
It's the northeast corner. It's the northeast
Such
corner,
a
John.
Fun site. Yeah, check next to the Glenn Frey statue that KSLX put up. I think Neanderthal and Frontbutt put one of those out there. And, yeah, do that. Winslow? What are you, a loon? Go to Sedona. This guy's on Phoenix. He said an email said 3rd Avenue in Washington, right downtown, Phoenix City Hall. That's Zach. Let me see what we got by the City Hall. Where's Zach's stuff?
There I don't think
How about
any.
This? Well, there's 7th Street in Washington. Oh, that's Marcus. And I'm to read this way. 7th Street in Washington. Hold on.
The windmills, they do nothing.
That's the clue.
I like it.
And that was not Schwarzenegger. That was, what the hell's his name? I want to say it's Bane. McBain. What the hell's his actor's name? Now, neither of us can remember his name. Are you kidding? The Simpsons guy.
That guy.
The windmills. They do nothing. They do nothing.
I can't do him.
That's right, McBain.
He's not. He's Mendoza. He wants to fight Mendoza. What the hell's his name? Rainier Wolfcastle. Yes. There you go. We'll get through it.
We got one in that's definitely going to Sedona right now.
What are you
now.
Pointing at, Larry?
The 500 keg was just found.
We found number 15, and it's worth an extra $500. Nice job. Our first $500 one got found on Cotton Lane in Yuma. I wonder if it's the person we told that about, to, if they called and asked. Nah, there you go. The first $500 action ride shop
nice.
One is gone. Let's go to the phones again. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jeff.
Jeff, what do you got?
Hey, so I'm at Camelback and 20th Street.
Camelback and 20th Street. That's kind of me, right?
And, yeah.
I think I'm probably.
One of Zach's, I think.
Camelback and 20th Street. I'm trying to think if I was close to anything down there. I put one. How about this? You're close to this. Lincoln and 32nd Street.
There's.
And I'll say, I know. We've been telling that one the whole time. Lincoln and 32nd Street will take it to the base.
Take it to the base.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Well, thanks.
You're right up the street from that. Yeah, we got the, I think the ones down there on Camelback we've given out like a bunch.
I know that one.
You know that one. I know you know that one. I know you're, if you mentioned, you, one of them was eat like a, what was the thing?
It says,
eat, like, eat like a king. Where he goes, that's a Burger King. He's like ramming off all the clues with food involved. That's it. This one says I'm in Brady's neighborhood.
Okay.
Tell me one.
Call Ronnie. She'll know where they're at.
Yeah. Brady's got to look at his notes.
Brett is nowhere. I hit the four corners.
Yeah, Brady's a bad actor.
I was out all night searching. I mean,
try
dropping.
This one. A grand slam on Val Vista.
Denny's.
Oh, gee, I wonder where that is.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck. There you go. He's handed it to him.
I'm in Brady's neighborhood. This guy says, I covered half of Gilbert, Arizona from 3:30 a.m. until 5:30 a.m. The entire square area of Warner, Val Vista, Stapley, and Gilbert, and everything in between. My guess is Brady did Gilbert somewhere around 10 the night before, and by 3 they were all gone. I ran into
That's
the same
well
bastard
hidden.
Looking for every single one of these and thought I was trying to hide one. I said, you got to leave me alone, dude. I even went to Guy Fieri's Flavortown because I figured Brady's low-hanging fruit would get me there.
Darn it,
find it. NYT Deli. I hit everything in between. My morning stunk.
My hot spot.
Thanks for nothing, Brady. We don't want you in Gilbert anymore. If you're going to do it, do it right.
They're still out
there. Yeah, because you did it at 10, as far as you know. The people that found yours are still in bed because they go to bed at 9, and they get up at like 4, and then they have their Metamucil, and
then
take walks.
Then they'll call it in late.
They'll call it in later today.
Then the grand slam at Denny's.
Yeah, of course it's at Denny's.
That's a good clue.
Good menu luck. Item. Good luck finding that.
Got a menu item.
Hi there. Who's this?
It's Patrick.
Patrick, where are you?
I'm at Chaparral and Hayden.
There's Hayden and, well, that's Roosevelt. That's a little far. How about Scottsdale and Main Street and Old Town?
I was just there. Shit. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Calm down.
Man.
Keep it together, kid. Follow the horses to the Babbling Brook.
Follow the horses of Battling Brook. Thank you.
All right, good luck. There you go.
Yeah. I'm on it.
In the area.
Guten Tag just messaged in. Wants a hint for the PV Mall area.
Tell you what, man. They're tearing that mall down, man. Ripping it down. Like
that
I do.
It's going to be flattened. It's going to be big shame.
Speaking of flattened.
Hey, here we go.
The chick underneath me last night came up looking like Flat Stanley. Crushed it.
Larry, yesterday, you just found out Jay's a girl.
Yeah, actually, I had no idea.
Yeah, you thought the whole time we were messing around. That's a
no, and I had heard him her on the
it's
air.
A woman.
It's a her
lady.
She's gonna kick your ass.
Yeah, she will chin check you.
Oh man,
you two are the same size.
Sure, you gotta kick your ass. Brett was showing me with his hands. You're this big.
You're the same. Yeah. She's short, but she will kick your ass.
Yeah.
The PV Mall for
I think like Thunderbird and 28th Street maybe.
Because
PV Mall's at what, 32nd?
Yeah, 32nd and Tatum and
48.
Shea.
Yeah.
So I would say, I don't know where that one is.
Tatum and Cactus.
Kind of Emily's area.
Oh, great. Well, we haven't gotten
she hasn't
from her.
Told,
I somebody think, call her.
Call Emily and get her. She should be. We've been blowing her up since 5 in the morning. Is she okay? We haven't lost her, have we?
Oh, boy.
I'd hate to start a conspiracy theory about Emily. But.
Trip took a keg to Los Angeles.
Did he?
Yeah. There's one hiding in L.A.
Yep. And Palisades.
In the Palisades.
And it's well guarded behind my gate.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to win $5,000. Look, last year was tough. We're not really giving the money away. I'm keeping it.
Yeah. All right. We'll try a couple more. I just want to help everybody find something. Hi there, who's this?
This is Chance.
What's your name?
Chance.
Chance. Oh, good name. What do you got? Where are you?
I'm over by Goodyear, Estrella Parkway, and Elliott.
Goodyear, Estrella Parkway, and Elliott.
Okay.
Those three streets meet?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think Elliott starts up again way out there.
Oh, it does?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know where you are. You're in Goodyear, so he's in Colton's and Stevens, right? All right, so Steven, I will look for Steven's name on my list to find you. And Steven's been getting – his have been busy too because this is a – well, I'll just go with Colton. How about this? Southern and 51st Avenue. You want to go there?
All right.
Is that close enough?
Sure.
All right, behind the Rio Grande sign, the car is called the Empress.
Okay.
That's your hint. The Empress of Grand Mountain.
Okay. All right, cool. That's Southern 51st.
That's right. Good luck.
Thanks, boss.
All right, see you. Drive care. You're welcome.
Boss.
You're welcome, subordinate. I had a guy at physical therapy the other day. We're sitting there, and everybody there, his name's John. So I'm working on these pulleys. It literally looks like I'm Lieutenant Dan. I can't move my left arm, so I have to pull it up with my right arm on these pulleys. And, like every inch hurts.
And you're yelling at everyone.
You son of a bitch! Get out of the road! I'm walking here! Yeah, that. So this guy walks up, and there's this bike he has to ride for his knee next to me. I'm going. He gets on the bike. He's like, and then he goes, what'd you do, boss? And I just started laughing because he called me boss and I thought of you. And I'm like, I busted up my shoulder.
We're all here for something.
Yeah, physical therapy. That's what we do. And you know, my physical therapist, Lauren, came up with a thing. She goes, you know what I wish I would have invested in the last year? And I'm thinking medical supplies or cleaning stuff or whatever. She's right. Orange cones. I've never seen more orange cones in my life than at these places. And she goes, just think about it. You got it at the stadium, at all these places, and there's thousands of them. And then you think of that in every major city in America that's going on.
Yeah.
We either had all these cones already, or somebody had to just toot sweet manufacture super orange cones. And I think they store them on Lincoln, because I've never seen a worker on Lincoln, but all the orange cones from 5 o'clock on at night are all over Lincoln. That road is constantly under orange cones.
They got a good supply up there.
There's a Port-A-John, 700,000 orange cones, a lane closed, and one dude like surveying something all the time. It's like the simulation's broken and nobody ever showed up to help him. He's been there for years and not a thing has changed on Lincoln, not one thing. It's a joke. But the cones, imagine how much money is in the orange cone business. And I've never met the you know, the king of cones. I make orange cones.
Bob Orange Cone.
I'm Bob Orange Cone. Well, that's where they got the name.
I'm Dan Pylon.
Yeah, I'm. Oh, he's my enemy. Orange Cone v. Pylon. It's Ford Ferrari. But she's right, because now all I'm driving around, I'm like, all I see is orange. Where do they keep all of these cones? They're everywhere. Millions of them.
Orange cone storage.
I want to start that business.
That's a new business.
But she's right, because she's like, I've never – and I'm like, man, that is so true. There's money in that.
We'll store all your orange cones.
Yeah, and you got to rent them from somebody, yeah. Right? Not everybody owns them. Yep. You need like 800,000 orange cones for a parking lot. You have to get those. I don't even know where to buy them. Somebody's got to buy them. She's right. Lauren's a genius. Hi there. Who's this?
Croy.
Troy?
How old are you?
Croy.
Croy?
LaCroix?
LaCroix? LaCroix?
C.
What is your name, child?
Dead person.
Your name is dead person. Okay.
Okay.
Go all ahead. Right. All right. It's Paul Walker's on the phone. Go ahead, Paul. Just give the phone to your dad, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, no okay.
The cute factor doesn't work with us.
I don't buy that
failure.
BS. I don't think it's cute. I find it annoying to talk to one of those.
Okay, we're at 202 East and the 60.
You're lucky I don't send your ass out to Goodyear with that little trick you pulled. I'm putting a baby on the phone. Well,
yeah, do it.
That's Paul.
202 and what?
That's Paul. Oh, they're on Paul the 60 stuff? And the
all right,
202.
Paul is 60 and 202, and that is Paul. And his clues are usually pretty rich. How about this one? Baseline in Winchester. You know where that is? The hint is look. Okay, figure it out on your thing. Look for the soft-spoken, extremely large hill.
I know what that is. Oh, that's
All right, good luck.
That's so fitting for
good luck to you and your child. We'll see. I know it is. His clues are always awesome. Oh, these are Emily's clues. All right.
Oh, finally.
All right. So the people who are out at PV Mall, Tatum and Mayo Boulevard, that's not really by PV Mall. That's more like Desert Ridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then her clue there is mayonnaise is not an instrument at this place.
Oh, I know where that is.
Mayonnaise?
That's at the MIM. I just found that one. She's at the MIM. Keg 37 is on 40th Street in Bell. And Keg 38 is Frank Lloyd Wright in Scottsdale. She did some work. Oh, 38's already gone? Okay. 38 is gone. All right, I need an updated list. Mine's dead.
Here, I got updated.
Well, I'll get that. All right, we'll get this all together. Yeah, it's 6:49, everybody, and it is a good Friday. We're floating around doing all of our keg stuff and trying to get you guys where you're at. $5,000 tonight at Mavericks for the person who has the winning keg. We don't know which keg that is quite yet. We just don't know. A couple of the $500 kegs have been found. One of them's in Sedona. We know that for sure. Which
two of my three are gone.
Are they really? And you haven't even given any hints out.
No, I did it. I did all Instagram.
Oh, you're one of those.
I did one of those this year.
You're
and
bad,
one
Bobby.
Of them is the guy was there and he's looking around and everything and
somebody swiped it from him.
I don't know. Either the business swiped it or
somebody will call it in.
We'll see.
This happens all the time where people get it.
It just doesn't get
and they
in.
Keep looking and then when they're done hunting, they call them in.
Yeah.
So we get them all out there. So Action Ride Shop's helping us out. Barrio Brewing Company supplying all the kegs and giving us all their stuff. Celebrating 30 years, the Barrio Brewing Company. And also Mavericks tonight at about 7 o'clock you can start heading in there. Earlier than that, I guess, right? 6?
Yeah, 6.
6 o'clock you can go there if you find a keg. And even if you don't, come on down there and hang out with us for a little while. Safe masks. Don't touch anything. Hi there. Who's this?
Wagon Burner.
Wagon Burner. How are you, man?
Doing good. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing quite well. All right, Wagon Burner, where are you?
You've not met me.
You know, Brett, I didn't even think of that. Brett's got to love your name. Yeah. He loves all things subtly racist that may or may not be. Are you Wagon Burner, are you in the south side?
No, sir, west side. Litchfield and 10.
And the 10 in Litchfield?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, you're getting hammered out there. That's where everybody's looking. Camelback and El Mirage is still there.
Camelback and El Mirage?
Well, yeah, that's Estrella Park and Lower Buckeye.
Estrella Park and Lower Buckeye. That's a good one.
All right, what's the hint?
Don't let dead ends trick you. We've given that one again. The dead end road behind Huge Rock.
All righty. Thanks, sir.
All right, good luck. See ya. Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't met him yet.
No, huh?
We have Thunder Horse and Wagon Burner. We've got all those guys. I don't even know why he calls himself that. I think that's his real last name. I think it actually is. I think it actually is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly do because he's come up before and I'm like,
I think he showed me his idea.
Yeah, I think that's his real last name. Because we were all shocked years ago when he's like, no, that's me.
Yeah.
Yep. No way.
And it's been shortened. It was longer at first.
Oh, boy. Oh,
no. Here we go.
No, you're appeasing to the crowd. You're going to get
it.
So you're
do it.
Step
come
in,
on.
I'm not doing
step
it.
Step in the puddle.
Yes, you are. You're going
to
do it.
Whisper it to Larry, and if he gives you a thumbs up, you can say your terrible joke.
I just made that comment. That's all it was.
All right.
There's no joke. I do not.
You have something on the tip of your tongue.
It's in the barrel.
Yeah, it is. Just if I here, look, I'll send him off on another. Hey, Confucius say, watch. Yeah, we just distract him. He'll do
man standing on toilet.
Man who fights with wife all night gets no peace at day.
No, man who fights with wife all day
other
gets
way.
No peace at night.
Yeah. Other way.
Either way, we threw him off course. In about 8 minutes. Why don't you go out and hide some kegs?
Rehide them.
Yeah, go hide yours again. In about 8 minutes, we're going to do the first website keg at 98kupd.com. It's going to be a little tiny red keg. And then when you find it on our website, it could be anywhere. It could be in a picture. It could be part of the text. It could be anywhere on there. And there used to be a thing where people could just like, well, I'll just do this little back door in and find out where they put it. You can't do that anymore. We've blocked that. Remember that? That first year we thought we were being all clever and then people were just like, zip, there it is, because they found the code. Can't do that anymore. So we've got it hidden on there. And when you find it, you'll click on it. It'll give you a whole form to fill out. And that'll be how that one works. That's perfect. So you can do that in about, I don't know, 8 minutes. We'll put one of those up there. So it goes up right about 7. So keep your eyes on that. All right, I'll try a couple more here just because I enjoy being dispatched. Hi there. Oops, I didn't answer it. There you go. Hi, who's this?
Adrian.
Adrian, where are you?
The 17 and Anthem.
And where?
Anthem.
Oh, you're up in 17 and Anthem. Oof. That's it. You're going to have to go four-wheeling for those. Yeah, the closest ones to you are in the desert by Table Mesa or at Chris Kelly's locations, which would be Dynamite and 56th Street. The I-17 in Happy Valley got found. So, yeah, you're at the mercy of four-wheeling. What kind of car you got?
Dodge Ram.
A Valderone? I've never heard of
it. A Dodge Rum.
Oh, okay.
Dodge Rum.
Beautiful Valderone. The Dodge Rum. I'm drunk, by the way. All right. Well, then you can get out there. I'll just say raw deal. That's your clue.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, man. See
you. He's ready.
Very excited to do that. Very happy young man. All right. We're 6 minutes away from that. We're going to do our wake-up song right now. And it's in honor of Easter. Brady picked this one. Psalm 69. From ministry, I think that's
something. One of my favorites.
Are you going classics. To do you church up on Easter? Do you do the?
I do not.
Are you one of those CEO religious people now?
No.
Christmas and Easter.
Falling off
keg
of
60
that.
Has been found.
Okay, you falling off it. You're not going to go this weekend, it. Brady.
That's Randall's. Oh, it is
one. That's one of Mark's. Now I'll tell you this: Mark Randall hid one, and he told us in a very romantic way. He spent the evening just himself a keg in the moonlight, and he actually said, "I put that thing up there." Just using moonlight. Like, all right, what are you hitting on me? Blow out your candles and stop talking to me like that. But there is one. That's the point. That's the highest part. So if you want to get some exercise this morning, Randall put one up there on National. People who know hiking know what I'm talking about. So National is what you need to think about on South Mountain.
Good hint is the elevation. So if you look it up, elevation is 2,411 feet.
Okay. And Mark did that.
Bragger.
By moonlight. By moonlight. And by the way, that one's got an extra $500 on it. Nice. And that's a random that's draw. Random. So Sedona, the one you have to climb to the top of the city, like these ridiculous
ones.
You got to work for those, which is like the machine knew it. The one that I hid, I have one that's worth an extra $500. And that has to be gone. That was my easiest one. Because Brady even figured it out 58? When I said, to the base.
Yeah.
58? 54. That's 32nd Street in Lincoln.
54 is gone?
54 is gone? Yeah. Well, that person who has 54, you got an extra $500 guaranteed because that was my to the base. That's one of my favorite pizza places in the city. Roscoe, a guy from Australia, has that thing. It's just awesome. It's great food. Great pizza. Cool place, too, if you want
it
to
is.
Go there. So to the base is gone, and that's an extra $500. All right. We're getting rid of these $500 kegs on top of it all. If you're out there hunting, you can call us 585-9800. You can get online, text 97936, Toledo's eyeballing that.
Emails, Facebook, yeah. Whatever.
You're doing
you
Facebook yep. mostly? Okay. Yep. And I'm taking care of my email, holmberg@98kupd.com. The emails are tough. There's so many of them I can't keep up. So I'm trying. I'm trying to get back to you in fast motion, but I can't do it. And if you want your clues, all you got to do is start hitting it. We're going to do a Brady Report in just a little bit.
You're all right, man. We should do this thing.
Dave Eggleston is mapping out Toledo's drives.
Yeah, I was going to post that.
You have to pan out,
confused.
Larry, because it doesn't look like John's head. Well, it does look like yeah. Travis's head.
It looks
yeah.
like my head.
Well, he yeah. keeps driving like, here's Toledo's path for hiding kegs last night, and all of the print on the map is just dicks. It's just drawing dicks. Dick Toledo maps. Because you're southwest corner of Arizona is what he calls it. All right, so we got just loads of them are getting found. You guys are machines this morning. This may be the fastest one ever. I don't think we've had this many crossed
pretty
out
good pace.
Kegs at 7:15. So here's the thing. Sedona, where the Action Ride Shop guys were. This is great because Mark Randall is a rules Nazi, right? So he's got these rules. And Josh from Action Ride Shop is a paying client. So he asked Randall, where can I hide him? Randall's answer, wherever the station goes.
That's the first part of my answer.
Josh said,
oh.
Josh said, I can get it in Sedona. So he hoofed it up to Sedona. So it's up there. I'll tell you right now, it's on Sunrise Trail. I didn't know where that was. Now I do. We looked at the map. If you're going to Sedona right now,
there's a guy going up.
It's Soldier's Pass. So on your way out to Soldier's Pass Trail, if you know the area, it's west of where, you know, kind of downtown Sedona. As you go west a little bit, Soldier's Pass, you go north. There's a dog park on your left. It's up probably
you're
another
have
quarter
to get
mile.
Through some yoga piles, but
no,
you
this
can make
one,
it.
This one is just before the yoga piles. You're going to see some stacked rocks. That just happens. But, you know, it's a road, the dog park, a little bit of a neighborhood, then Sunrise Trail opens up, and it should be right there. I didn't know that was called Sunrise Trail. I've been on it a million times, the bike and all sorts of stuff. So great spot, but just a little west in Sedona. So Randall's pulling out what's
what was the second part?
Yeah, what was the other half?
In Maricopa County.
In Maricopa County. Well, Josh said no, and then now you have to eat that. Hilarious. Hilarious. It's a bigger one. So some guy's going, it pays for your gas. It's $100 for back and forth. So covered. I love it. All right.
The off-road ones I just tweeted.
Oh, yeah. So we just tweeted out the coordinates for the ones that Drew, our four-wheel drive superstar, put out there for us. Drew can't keep a job in this city, but my God, can he hide a keg. So he's out there. Northwest Valley is where he's got it, up in the Table Mesa area. Is that correct? That's all Table Mesa stuff. It's off of the 17. And, we've got the coordinates on our Twitter. So,
Black City,
yeah.
At HMS on 98.
Okay. So all those things have the coordinates. If you are an off-road aficionado, you've got the tools and the toys, then head on out that direction and do that. I've got a few other people like Downtown Chandler. Brett, give me one from Downtown Chandler.
Hang on a second.
Who's Downtown Chandler? Peter. Is that Peter?
South of the 202.
So that would have been Mark and Brett. So the closest one is yours, Brett.
The only one that's left.
Send them back.
Kyrene.
All right, Kyrene and Grove Street.
Yep.
Fork you in the Grove, it says.
Right.
That's the clue. 78 is gone. Who's that? That you, Toledo? What was Stairway to Heaven? Oh, safe. Good. Thinking. It's empty, right? I'm just making sure that you're not like the thing that people crawl into to kill themselves and then just float away and get.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Randall's having a
coronary. Yeah, no kidding.
I threw
it in the canal. Some of those sucker fishermen are going to be there. All right, let's go to the phones and see. Who's waiting? Hi there. Who's this?
Nope.
Hello? Nope. You don't want to play? All right. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, what do you got?
101 and 51st Ave.
101 and 51st Avenue. Oof. That is that's like everybody thinks the deer are there. I got 35th. Those are all gone. 40. That's kind of far. That's pretty good. That's not bad. You're right. 51st and where is he?
91st.
Oh, where's he, though?
91st in Peoria. Yeah, that's...
How about 43rd Avenue in Bethany home?
43rd Avenue in Bethany? All right, what's the clue?
Oh, it has been found. My bad. Sorry. That one's out. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Nope, it hasn't, actually. The one underneath.
Oh, okay.
25. 43rd Avenue in Bethany home. Found Skipper, where's Gilligan? I'm guessing there's going to be some looky-loos there. We've given that clue out a couple of times. But take your chances. Oh, okay. Maybe they haven't found it, all right?
All right, thank you.
Good luck, man. This is the most we've... Oh, and somebody found that 7 o'clock internet keg already.
Nice.
So, nerds are amazing. You can't do this one. We can't do that one anymore. That's just pointless. Yeah, because there's no... Like, they figure it out in seconds.
Randall's not happy about that
one. We've got, like... Yeah, he doesn't like that.
I hate when you guys win contests. Here's two things I hate. Having a contest and having people win a contest. These drive me crazy.
Why do we do it?
As a guy who directs contests, there's nothing worse than making one happen and then having winners.
But I'm with you on
that. Can we do a contest without a winner?
I'm with you on the computer one. I don't even understand how they do it. I think it's more frustrating because it just makes me feel stupid. All right, let's. I'll try this. Right, who's on the line? Who are you?
Marcos.
Marcos, where are you?
3rd Street and Garfield.
3rd Street and Garfield. You're right. That's right downtown, right? That's Zach. Yeah. All right. Zach has you at 7th and Washington. Oh, that's Marcus again. 7th Street and Washington.
The windmills. They do nothing.
Good job, okay.
All right, there you go.
See ya. Thank you.
Rainier Wolf Castle. Yeah, that's who that is.
The goggles, they do nothing.
You have to see the episode. It's hilarious. There's a nuclear.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not going to explain it to everybody. Hi there, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, where are you?
Parn McKellops.
I'm looking right at Ocotillo and McQueen. Too far the other way?
Whoa.
That's too far.
Oh, yeah, that's way south.
Whoa, hey, man, I'm not going to try that hard. Hey, bro, let's.
How about, well, Brady's written down Greenfield and Old Wendy's. Is that close to him?
No.
All right.
That's not a Mesa, street, Power Brady. And McKellops.
That's not a street. Greenfield and Old Wendy's is not a street. you mix
no,
up
that was
your actual
yeah.
street.
Yeah. Let me just say,
that's
the
funny.
Old
I'm
pirate
at the
did
Wendy's
not do
at
this clue.
Greenfield and what? Well, who did your clues?
Between the Kirby, Greenfield between the 60 and baseline.
The 12-year-old did your clues.
No, this.
Will you
she
please
was
participate? In this?
I was telling her what to put.
Oh,
and she,
this is take your daughter to work day. God,
it's a Z.
Damn it! All right, I'm sorry.
Greenfield
Greenfield and wherever the old
between 60 and baseline.
Is that too far?
No, I'm right down the street.
All right, Greenfield at the old Wendy's.
Where Wendy
60
once
and
was.
Baseline. All right, we get it. All right, thank you. That's right. Wendy once was.
Why don't you do the clues here, Kirby? While you're driving around dropping these kegs off, Daddy's going to take a nap.
She's.
Yeah, old. And she's the one texting them in, isn't she?
No.
Well, then how did the streets that. Come up Old Wendy's and Greenfield?
Because I didn't look. I didn't look. We
yeah,
had
that's
them
right,
all on
you
the
weren't
notes.
Doing it. Tell me who's doing your work.
Wait, Laser and Kenny, sure
bad example. Yeah, these neighbors of his. They got to get it together. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Katie.
Katie, where are you?
I'm in Ahwatukee at Chandler and 50th Street. Pretty much Chandler and the I-10.
All right. Randall's have all been found. Are you a hiker?
Oh, no. There's no way I'm hiking.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Keep driving.
Wait, what are you, pre-diabetic? What do we got going on?
No, I'm just a big girl. That'd be a little tough.
Like a big girl needs a hike. Why don't you get your ass on that mountain? 59 has been. It doesn't say it's been found here. I don't have 59. How about 48th Street in Chandler?
Ooh.
It's a okay, bar okay. named after the Took.
Oh, perfect.
You
okay,
know.
I'm right there.
Right, run.
You.
Hit it. All right, good luck. Maybe that's
I'm
been found.
Going.
Maybe
Bye.
It hasn't. But how about that? I'm a big girl. I ain't hiking. Well, that's why you're a big girl.
That ain't happening.
I mean, she's, I got to hand it to her. She's cool with it. I'm big. I'm not hiking for that goddamn
not
thing.
This morning.
Besides. Yeah, it's not by the illumination of moonlight like Mark had last night. He's very big on that romantic walk he had by himself.
I did it just in the under the power of moonlight.
I got to hand it to him.
Some solo time.
A little love up there. You might slip and fall in Mark's puddles on the way up to that keggy hit. Hi there, who's this?
Candace.
Candace, where are you?
I am on Camelback and 19th Avenue.
Camelback and 19th. There's one on, what was that, 28th and Thunderbird? Oh, that one guy's going to find that. How about 7th Street and Thunderbird? That's not too far from you.
Cool, thanks. Okay. What's the hint?
The hint for 7th and Thunderbird is look out! Keg across the road. Thunderbird and 28th is all preservatives.
Awesome, thank
you. Or ATVs. I don't know how they spelled that wrong. That could just be a misspelling or an actual part of the clue. Oh, man. It's nonstop. These people will not stop. Thunderbear is fired up again. He says, Litchfield and the 10. We're about burned out on the west side. I don't know. You guys have knocked that silly. Fitz has a couple out. Nobody's really hit Tempe yet.
Van Buren and Fairway Drive. Is that out in Litchfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
okay. That's the only one out that way that hasn't been called in. Monuments of Coldwater Springs.
Van Buren and Litchfield or Fairway?
Fairway.
Van Buren.
And is that by the wigwam? That's south. Yeah,
that is south of the wigwam. I think is north of.
Okay,
there.
All right. Oh man, gotta learn this city. Greenfield and Southern. Somebody asks. This is difficult.
That's the old Wendy's.
The old Wendy's. That's right.
Yeah.
They've renamed Southern Old Wendy's. When a 12-year-old does the work, because you know we employ and pay a 12-year-old to do this.
And once again,
still head south.
Brady.
And once again,
Brady
wouldn't work.
I think it would be fun if you did the job.
How much did you pay her?
She did it for free. She did it for free, Jim.
She get a French steak is what she got.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me and said, John, you were acting like Brady Carradine paid for that French meal. Didn't you hear him 3 or 4 times say the guy in there, he knew where. Did you pay for your French meal?
I did.
Full price?
Full price.
All right. Still shouldn't have taken the kit.
Again. I'm a little upset about the whole thing, but you know.
Why? That the guy
full
didn't
price,
discount
you? Yeah,
yeah. You thought for sure when you were golfing with the guy who recommended, hey, I run this French place. Like,
well, there it is! Free! I even brought him a T-shirt.
Hi there, who's this?
Hey, this is James.
Jesus?
15th Avenue
Did
in
he
Camelback.
Say it's Jesus? Are you Jesus?
What are you doing?
Oh, okay.
You're going to get nailed.
This is a big day for you, my friend. 59th Avenue
Thank
in Camelback, you said?
15th Avenue.
15th Avenue in Camelback. Oh, man. That area is getting hammered, too. That's about the one I just gave out, 23rd and, Thunderbird and 28th, I guess. It's kind of down
He's
there.
Got, you have 43rd and Bethany Home. He's got a little further
That's Avenue,
west.
Right?
Yeah, and he's at 15th Ave.
That's not
15th Avenue.
Yeah, you're 43rd and, what did you say, Bethany Home?
Yeah.
That one's, we've given that clue
25.
Out a few times.
Yeah, that's the skipper.
Yeah, that's about as close as you're going to get right there. Van Buren.
Yeah.
And yeah
43rd and Bethany.
Yep. Got to keep running out there.
Oh, okay.
Good luck.
Okay. Well, do you got anything else a little further out?
Start heading further.
Yeah. Start I'd go east. The west is pretty much getting scoured.
Go east?
Yeah. Let me tell you this.
Okay. How about like 44th Street and Camelback?
How about, 44th Street and Camelback. I'll scoot you over a little bit, and we'll put you on Piestewa and Lincoln.
Piestewa and Lincoln.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have a good hike.
Is there any clues?
The clue is watch your step. It's right under the sign.
Okay. Watch your step. Just under the sign. Okay. Thank you.
Good luck. It was very polite. There's a lot of thank yous involved.
He's hustling.
He is hustling. He's getting her done. All right. That's right. Don't hand that phone to your goddamn kid because you know what? They'll type in Old Wendy's in Greenfield and they'll just wreck your day.
Good job, Kirby Derbs. Daddy's proud of you.
Stop doing this with everyone but yourself. You're in charge of this stuff. Every year we have a problem.
She loves it.
I don't care. She doesn't work here. You do. You can have her help, but she can't be in charge of the whole thing, and we get Old Wendy's in Greenfield. And Old Wendy's ain't a road, man, just because your whole family's addicted to the square burger.
There it is, Kirby Derbs.
I see it, Pirate. I'm already typing in the new road name.
We cried.
I bet.
Has it moved?
That's the one.
This is sad.
That's the one you play pretended that you said.
We sat and watched that one.
You just sat and smelled the bricks of the old Wendy's.
You smell the fries? You smell the fries?
They're still in the paint. Never, ever get rid of it. I want to love this building.
I want to try a couple more online here and help some people out. Joanne has just fired over. Oh, that's the wrong one. It's just said, give me something in Brady's neck of the woods. Well, if you know where that one, we're doing that one again. Greenfield. Southern, the old Wendy's.
72.
Rembrandt Avenue, Brady. What does that mean? These are not cross streets.
The painter of the Night Watcher and Power Road. They're your cross streets. If you know, answer that riddle.
I don't know that. Painter of the Night Watcher and Power Road.
Yep.
What's the Night Watcher?
Famous painter made the painted the Night Watcher.
Do you know what the Night Watcher is?
Yeah.
I don't. Do you?
No.
Well, what? Who painted that?
You didn't know this. This is recent Kirby homework assignment.
Who painted that? Maybe something after Rembrandt Avenue.
Right. We're just making sure. Google search, make sure the Night Watcher's by Rembrandt. Kirby might have gotten a D in art. All right. It's good? Okay, good. I don't know Night Watcher. Well done. Neither did Brady. Kirby taught him that. Oh, Night Watch. And also, Brady, Kirby taught you that today, I'm guessing. Well, in the last 24 hours.
No, we researched that last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For her homework?
No.
Or what, Rembrandt?
My right homework.
Now. Oh, you did. We're on Rembrandt.
Like, let's go with that one.
Yeah, all right. There's a Rembrandt Road over by you?
Yeah.
They're naming stuff after old artists?
Yeah.
No kidding. All right.
I don't think so, but.
Well, yeah, that would be Rembrandt.
But the next street up was not an artist's name.
That's just one guy. By the way, this one dude is a big fan.
Jesse, who texts in, and I'm not sure this is the defense you think it is, Jesse. John, now, in Brady's defense, the second I heard Old Wendy's on Greenfield, I knew exactly what he was talking
about. Yeah, well, because he's talking fat guy talk. You're a 300-pound man. I know that from your comment. Then.
I don't know that that's a defense of Brady.
You're one of
them. It is. Great defense.
It's still not a street. All right, we're going to do a Brady report. We're gonna break, and while we're breaking, we're going to answer the phones and do the best we can. Then Brady's going to give you all the news only Brady knows and get back to normal for a second, although this is harried and fast and everything else. The keg hunt it's an amazing start. This is the fastest we've ever gone. This is the most we've had gone by 7:30 ever. So you guys were making up for last year's no keg hunt. You are killing it. Killing it. It's 7:32. The Brady report's coming up next.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.